We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's all right. It's okay. You may be saying there is no way. Try to understand it is my plan to take down Trump. I am the man. Whether you're a voter or whether you're a donor, I'm staying alive. Staying alive.
What day is it?
Is it Wednesday?
All day long.
Oh, it's Wednesday. All right, all right. What's the hump day schedule look like?
Longest day, Wednesday, nine letters.
Welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends.
Never ends.
Never, never
ends. It never ends.
Well, let's get started.
Is that a cat that meow auto-tuned?
Auto-tuned cat. Happy National Pet Day.
Oh, yes, it is National Pet Day. I let my little Peebo Bryson doggy out this morning. I never think he has to really go. He just likes to go outside in the cold. He loves the cold weather.
Really?
Oh, loves it. He's husky. He's got some husky in him. So he just goes out, surveys the neighborhood, and then sits back down on the step, waits for me to come back to get him. So love on those pets today. Go adopt if you're out and about on this, you know, dry commute. I know that you guys talked about the commute on the way in this morning. Mine, you know, if you took it slow, it's those idiots that are going 70 miles an hour.
Yep.
And I had two idiots go 70 miles an hour past me on, you know, where it splits off. You could either go, you're on 64 westbound, and it splits to go to Stan or to like near to the racetrack or right toward the Poplar Street Bridge. Mm-hmm. On that little turn, exit turn to go towards the Poplar Street Bridge, flying past me on that ramp. I mean, it's, and that's where it's iciest.
Yeah.
Just flying.
Well, some of it is marketing. We're running a commercial right now. I'm not going to say what brand it is, but we're running a commercial right now where it says, hey, a winter weather advisory is an invitation for you to take on the roads in like a sports car. It's like, I don't know. I don't think that's a great idea.
Yeah. So, and this may be the last winter with your car, because you're like, after this winter, I'm not doing it again.
Right.
Luckily, my car handles great in bad conditions, but nobody's car handles great in ice.
Right.
And that's what I was worried about this morning. How about you, Lance? How was your commute?
Well, I actually, I told Kevin, it looked kind of bad when I went to bed, and I sent him an email before I went to bed, and he was nice enough to respond at 2:57 this morning when I was getting up. And, that kind of dictated how I was going to get to work, so I just got on the road early and took it real slow.
Yeah.
I come in on 6440, and the thing I was worried about is that downcline as you come in toward Grand, you know, by the old famous bar warehouse where it's
yes
Goodwill
yep
now.
Yes.
That steep downcline, that was the thing I worried about, and I just took it real slow.
Yeah.
And, you know, just didn't drive crazy, because I've got a two-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive pickup, which is horrible in slush, ice, that kind of stuff, and iffy in snow. And I made it here fine, but yeah, I gave myself plenty of time to do it. That's the key.
Yeah, take it easy this morning. Tim, how was your... All right. yeah, I think a lot of happy people waking up this morning, though, with the Blues winning that 11th in a row, which is very exciting.
Franchise record.
I know. It's so cool. Hopefully... Now we have to worry about them getting hot too early.
Yeah.
I know, it's ridiculous. So let's just enjoy it while it's going on. Yeah. They have video on their Facebook page of the guys coming back in the locker room with Gloria playing. So that's really, that's very cool. So we'll talk about the Blues today. We've got things you didn't know. We've got a bona fide or bogus, and it is in regards to Love Your Pet Day. We've got foodstuffs, of course, entertainment, schmig, and something happened yesterday that I found, I was like, oh my gosh, this is nuts to me. Office Space turned 20 years old. yesterday.
That is crazy.
Yesterday.
Wow.
Does that seem impossible?
Yes.
I don't know. That seems like the, you know, there's some that really stick in you. You're like, oh, hit you right in the gut.
Yeah.
That one is, how is that 20 years old? It's just crazy. So Jen will have more schmeg. Lady Gaga's in the news.
Oh, yeah.
Khloe Kardashian's in the news. Oscar stuff in the schmeg. So a lot to get to, but weather, I know that that's what's the most important thing to you. And, you know, whatever has landed is here. And that's it. Cloudy, breezy today. Chance for morning drizzle. So that's still a possibility. Some more rain in the forecast. And then low of 29 tonight. Tomorrow, it looks like about 44. And then Friday and Saturday, we're going from 48 on Friday and sunny. And then a nice warm Saturday afternoon with a high of 60. Rain in the forecast. Right now, it is 34. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
As much as we might have...
For the world we're gonna make.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show with Kevin and Tim and Lance. Jen will be here in a little bit. Some really interesting stories. I'm in about 10 minutes. We're going to talk about the biggest group lotto win in New York history.
Ooh.
It's very exciting. You know, when a big group wins, it's usually not that much once it's all split.
Right. Yeah.
So we'll talk about that and some money issues. But the data is in, people. Let's take a page from this company in New Zealand, because two universities, studied a company that switched from a regular 5-day work week to a 4-day work week back in November.
Mm.
And these universities monitored how it turned out. Massive success.
Wow. I believe it.
Science.
I believe it.
20% more productive on the 4 days they were at the office. So the company saw no drop in total amount of work getting done.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you have a limited number of time, you have a limited time to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
You get it done.
Mm-hmm.
If you have hours to get things done, that's where the lazy comes
yes.
in.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they were working less hours, the staff's stress levels dropped from 45% to 38%. Work-life balance scores went up from 54 to 78%.
Wow.
Happier people.
Do you think they, like, I'm being completely honest here. When they sat down to take the survey afterwards, they kind of subconsciously even were like, we got a good thing going.
Yeah.
Act like you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
High satisfaction. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, who would even complain about it?
Right. Well, no, not that they would actually complain, but it's like, are you happy or less stressed? Like, I'm sure some people are like, meh. But they're like,
I'm going to say
I'm killing it. So
yes.
That we keep this thing going.
That, you know, that's a valid point, but maybe that also speaks to how many more people said, I love it. So, I mean, if you factor in the people
who are like the crazy highs.
Yeah. Right. So the people who are meh about it may have tempered out to some degree the people who are super excited about it.
Yeah. The CEO says it's an idea and the time has come. We need to get more companies to give it a try. They're going to be so surprised at not only in the improvement in the company and the staff, but in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Happier people make for a better community. Mm-hmm. And I was just reading something that a Facebook friend of mine posted about her boss. He's got this pretty successful guy. I mean, very successful guy. Ended up taking these companies and buying more companies. And the more companies he bought, the more he invested back into his employees. And somebody said something once, and then he decided to make that his mantra. And it was, I remember I try to treat all my employees as if they were my own children.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're somebody's children.
Yeah.
Everyone that works for me.
It's that company.
It's right by
Clayshaw Park.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of it, but yeah, I saw that.
And
you're talking about Barry Waymiller?
Yep.
That's it.
I think so.
That's
yeah.
it. That
I've
guy.
Great, I've heard great things about that place.
Yes. So, I mean, smart people, you just take a page from those smart people.
Yeah.
And then they're in it, and he's killing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, well, I like it.
No. I just meant we're going to be here still for 5 days a week. till the end of time. Well, I'm happy to have a job. I shouldn't really complain.
Right, right, right.
I'm with you.
It just seems like it would be very difficult to shift so many things to 4 days. I see why it works, and man, it would be great.
If you had a smaller company, you could do it.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you have a big, huge corporation, or you work for a huge corporation, it wouldn't be that simple.
Yeah.
But let's try it. Entercom, St. Right. Louis.
You know, there are five of us. So if one of us took off, you know, like if Kevin took off Monday and Tim took off Tuesday and Jen took off Wednesday and you, Courtney, took off Thursday and I took off Friday, we'd all have 4 day weeks.
Can you imagine how that meeting would go with the bosses?
Remember when Guy decided to do 4 days a week?
Yep. Yeah.
He didn't last much longer.
Good point. Let's check that idea at the door.
All right. I know that Lan's got tons of texts. Feel free to text us if there are any issues on the road once you get to where you're going. 531-9890 is our text.
Camila Cabello on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company morning show. I missed that first segment this morning. I was driving in, but I heard you guys talking, and it was my drive. It was very wet, but it wasn't icy. But as I'm driving, and you guys are talking about your commutes, and you're like, and then you got these idiots driving at 70 miles an hour. And as soon as you said it, my eyes went down to my thing, and I was like, I'm one of those idiots.
Were you on a straightaway or on like where it's like a ramp?
That moment, I was in on a straightaway. And I'll be honest, I was way over 70.
70's not. It's not. You're an idiot. Don't go that fast, Tim.
No. It wasn't. Okay. You're right.
I get it. It looked wet to me, too. But you don't know. You could hit that ice at any time.
Right. I was being careful. You also may have heard me say I was running a little bit late.
Yeah, just take it easy. Lots of problems already on the roads. And Lance will get to those in just a minute. But a bunch of people were surveyed. What do you think is an amount of money that would be life-changing to someone? This is just a one. It's the average.
Average.
Oh, average.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's
I don't
so
know why average was a really tough word for me to come up with
I would think like $100,000.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
No. Way lower.
Way lower?
Yeah. I'm going to say 40 grand.
Nope.
20?
Yes.
Yeah.
$19,800 would be a life-changing amount of money to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that because that's like roughly what I'm going to date myself, but roughly what college costs, you know, right? I mean,
yeah, like, they're talking about like life. That's what they're saying. Life-changing money to where you could pay off bills that you have, pay off debt, start a business even with 20 grand, put it into your retirement. It's going to be a nice little padding into savings, whatever it may be. That would be life-changing and maybe life-changing because it could change your life from having that amount of money.
Yeah. Right.
But mine's bigger. Life changed. I'd be like, let's go to Bora Bora. Let's stay at one of those on the water cabanas.
But it's an interesting number because, like you said, it can bail you out of some serious debt because you're 20 grand in debt. Things are not going well. And then if you're just like able to pay your bills or whatever, and all of a sudden you have 20 grand of padding, that's pretty awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And even you. You go to Bora Bora. That
Bora
could change your
Bora.
Life.
Yeah. Although, what's the plane ride time to Bora Bora? I always have to think of that ahead of time since I am not a great flyer.
Oh.
You
freak out?
Yes.
Really?
Well, not since I discovered the Xanax Michelob Ultra combo.
Oh, man.
You got to be careful. And I am.
You should do a co-sponsorship with those two.
I don't think either would be interesting.
Well, you have to be careful if you have to catch another plane.
Oh, yeah. Well, my American Idol trip, where it was the first time I tried the Xanax, was Nick says I said I could never do it again because I got to the airport and was just a zombie.
Yeah.
And a guy was waiting to pick us up, and I'm like,
Nick just tossed you over his shoulder.
Yeah, he was not happy with me at all.
Fun fact, Bora Bora airport code is Bob, B-O-B. Yeah, and the travel time is 19 hours, 13 minutes from St. Louis to
I'm
Bora
out.
Bora.
I can't do. What about Turks?
Is it 19?
Jeez. What about Turks and Caicos? Now, that's closer, right?
Let's find out.
That is closer.
I think they've got some of those resorts, too.
What's the longest flight you've been on?
I guess probably LA.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, not so bad.
No.
Yeah.
LA, that
Yeah, Bora Bora would really.
I need some serious medication.
It's just over 5 hours from St. Louis to Turks and Caicos.
Turks and Caicos.
Book it.
And by the way, I had teased a little while ago the largest group jackpot co-workers in New York Lotto history. They won $176 million, a group of 23 co-workers.
Oh, that's
nice. Awesome.
They called their LLC name New Life 2019, and they will each take home $7.7 million.
Wow, that's great. That's so interesting when a big group like that wins, because part of it is like all of a sudden I have way more than my friends, but like everybody got rich
together.
But
what about the one, what about old Carol that didn't get in because she was sick?
Yeah.
And the guy that is the clerk at the store they bought the ticket, which they get 10 grand, the store does, knew the woman, said he saw her every week. She came in every Sunday, and he said, I hope they come back here and tip me. All right, start dreaming a little bit about warmer weather and not, would you still live in St. Louis if you had $7.7 million? I mean, I would because of my family, but I would have lots of vacation homes.
Exactly. You'd bounce around.
Mm-hmm.
Bora Bora.
Here's Lance. No. Well, I'd have to stay there once I got there. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
All right. I mean, I think we could have gotten a lot worse.
Time for Courtney and Company's favorite game that we are currently doing at this time. It's Bonafide or Bogus.
Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convey. Thanks, Al. All right, here we go today. This is a big deal. National Pet Day. So celebrate with your pets.
Is it National Pet or Love Your Pet?
Sorry, you're right. National Love Your Pet Day.
Oh, yeah. Some people don't love the pets that they have, Kevin.
I was going to say, I love my pet every day, but it doesn't mean that I'm not frustrated with him when he poops on the carpet.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Sorry, George.
Sorry, George.
For calling you out like that.
It's going to scar him in years to come, Jim.
Yeah, I know.
He's a big fan of the show. He's always listening. Here's the deal. I'm going to make a statement. Yeah, it's going to be about pets, and you're going to decide if it is bona fide, true, or bogus, false.
All right.
Can you handle it?
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Bona fide or bogus, more than half of households in America have at least one pet.
Real quick, why do I smell cinnamon?
My coffee.
Ooh, are those the new donut sticks at McDonald's?
Oh, those are out today.
Oh, that's right.
I'm sorry. I have ADD heart today.
Oh, that's right. It's my parents' anniversary. Bonafide. Happy anniversary, Peggy and Paul. I knew I was supposed to remember that.
Okay, what was the question again?
Man. Wait, we got to get those donut sticks.
I know.
You're right.
We'll send Kevin. Maybe.
Bonafide or bogus, more than half of households in America have at least one pet.
Bonafide.
Yes, bonafide.
Easily.
Bonafide.
Yes, it's bonafide.
Bonafide! We have three out of the five here.
Mm-hmm.
68% of homes in America have at least one pet. That's a lot! I would not have thought it was that high.
Well, actually, Lance, have you gotten a new cat?
No, not yet. I'm waiting for...
You're looking.
Go to Mao House.
I know. Libby's been there. I'm just not rushing her. She will get to that point in her own time.
I got it.
By the way, I have a friend who took his daughter to Mao House over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go there if you love animals, because he was like, he felt like he was surrounded by a bunch of weird cat people. Well, he's not a cat person.
Okay, well, it is a cat cafe.
I know. He did it for the love of his daughter, but I'm like, maybe next time send someone else with your daughter.
Bonafide or bogus, there are more dog owners in America than cat owners.
Ooh.
Bogus.
I think it's bogus, too.
Bonafide.
I'm going to say bonafide.
Bonafide.
Oh, really?
Okay. Bonafide.
About 60 million U.S. households have at least one dog, compared to 47 million with at least one cat.
Huh, okay. But I think cats still outnumber dogs.
I think people have more cats.
Yeah, I mean, Courtney alone is holding up that number.
I don't want to get into it.
It's all right. Listen, St. Clair County Animal Control. She only has 17 cats. It's totally fine.
Oh my God, that hurt. That like makes me sick to my stomach to think about that.
Bonafide or bogus? There are more pet fish in the U.S. than any other type of pet.
No, bogus.
bogus?
I don't know.
My sister back in the day had one of those Japanese fighting fish, and it was called Sid Fishus.
I love it.
That's really good.
I'll say bona fide.
I'll say bogus.
Kevin's right. Bona fide.
Really? They're all bona fide?
Here's the deal. Only 15 million people keep fish as pets, but the average person who
does many
has 10 in their tank. Wow. So that's why.
Did you guys see the other day the guy that caught that goldfish, that enormous goldfish?
No.
I'll look it up. Keep going.
How do you catch a goldfish?
He caught it in some body of water.
Wow.
And it was massive.
By the way, you need a big tank if you're going to have 10 fish. I know, because our...
The
our three fish died off pretty quickly.
We're because need we a bigger tank.
Yeah. And of course, my mom, I won at the fun fair years ago when I was in elementary school. My mom was tired of taking care of it, so she just flushed it down the toilet alive.
So 158 million pet fish, 94.
Happy anniversary, Peggy.
20-pound goldfish. He caught it with a biscuit.
Where?
Wow.
In Ohio.
A biscuit?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Bonafide.
A goldfish cracker biscuit. Bonafide or bogus, the average cat or dog owner spends more than $100 a year on just toys.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Bonafide.
Bogus.
What?
Yep. According to the American Pet Products Association, or the APPA, the average cat owner spends $30 a year on toys. The average dog owner spends
$47.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. You don't love your pets. You can't celebrate today. People likes to get all his dog toys and keeps them all in one area.
Yeah.
And he surrounds himself with them.
Yeah, that's like me and all my possessions.
Yes, it is.
Bona fide or bogus, people in Rhode Island own more pets per capita than any other state.
Per capita.
Bogus.
I'm going to say bogus.
Bogus.
Simply because it's the smallest state, I'm going to say it's bona fide.
It is bogus.
No!
Rhode Island actually has the lowest rate of pet ownership at just 45% of households.
Montana?
Wyoming.
Oh. Okay. One of those places where everybody has a horse.
What do you think it is in Wyoming? What percentage?
Percentage of what is it?
86%.
Percentage of people who have pets.
75%.
I'm going to say 89%.
92%.
Wow. No, Jen's closest. 72%. In general, people in rural states are more likely to have pets. This has been bona fide or bogus and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Bona fide or look at this bogus!
Goldfish. It's massive.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to look at it right now.
Okay. Entertainment Schmig. Yesterday, we had...
Entertainment Schmig.
Let's do it. It's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
So Katy Perry announced that she is engaged to Orlando Bloom. And just like that, easy come, easy go. Lady Gaga has split with her fiancé, Christian Carino.
Mm.
You might want to stop the engagements. Let's just date.
Yeah. She's going through some things. Man, what a weird time. All that's going on with her right now, and then it's crazy.
I know. He didn't show up to the Grammys with her, so that's when people started talking. She wasn't wearing her engagement ring either, and she didn't thank him in her acceptance speech. Yeah, that's the trifecta, that relationship is over.
I just want to take another look at you.
All right. I didn't mention it yesterday, but designer Karl Lagerfeld died yesterday at the age of 85. He said so many horrible things in his life. Let's just run down a couple of them.
Way to remember him.
Yeah, I know. Really stick it to him.
He was not a nice person.
But he's dead now.
Talking about models that are maybe too thin, he said the people who talk about that are fat mummies sitting with their bags of crisps in front of the television saying that thin models are ugly. On Britain's Royal Family. He said, Kate Middleton has a nice silhouette, and she's the right girl for that boy. On the other hand, her sister struggles. He's talking about Pippa. He said, I don't like her face. She should only show her back. And he said, Princess Diana was pretty and sweet, but she was stupid. On sweatpants, they're a sign of defeat. You lost control of your life, so you bought some sweatpants.
That's the truth, yeah, though. Right, and I admit defeat. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to get the elastic out when I get home.
He also said he was fed up with the Me Too movement. If you don't want your pants pulled about, don't become a model. Join a nunnery. There will always be a place for you in the convent. Wow. And on Adele. She's a little too fat, but she has a beautiful face and a divine voice.
Lagerfeld.
Rest in peace, sir. Speaking of Adele, nicer story than Carl. Drake and Adele hanging out, kicking it BFF style. So she tweeted, she was at Drake's show.
A while ago, yeah.
Yeah. It was back in November. She said, Champagne Poppy blew my mind tonight. Best production I've ever seen, hands down, and way up there with one of my favorite shows of all time. Huge love. And he writes back, don't bleeping get me gassed right now. I love this woman, and she came to the show? Thank God nobody told me. I would have been shook. But now, they're hanging out. They were in L.A. They did a little Sunday fun day, hanging out at Jerry's Famous Deli before moving next door to do a little bowling.
I love the idea of some tourist going bowling in LA and looking over and like, of course, Adele and Drake are bowling together. Yeah.
They rented out the whole bowling alley, though, so there are no photos. No one got to see them hanging out like the BFFs that they are. Okay, I'm going to unshun for a minute. Kardashians. Khloe Kardashian said that's it. She and Tristan Thompson are done. Apparently, the final nail in the coffin was Tristan cheating on her with Kylie Jenner's best friend, Jordan Woods.
Ooh, that, wow.
He tweeted fake news, but then deleted it, so you know it's true. And Khloe and her friends may have confirmed it. By the way, Jordan Woods, you're no longer a best friend in the Kardashian family. Not that I care. Sean, okay, not talking about them anymore.
Today.
Yeah. 38th season premiere of Survivor tonight on CBS. On the other hand, you have The Masked Singer. Hold on to your seats, everybody. It's a double unmasking tonight.
What?
I know. And Kenan Thompson from SNL will be a guest panelist, so you know it's going to be entertaining. You have the final five. Bee, Lion, Monster, Peacock, and Rabbit. And spoiler alert, if you still have one saved on your DVR, the alien was unmasked last week. It was LaToya Jackson. I heard some people talking yesterday, and they think that based on the clues, one of the other masked singers is Gladys Knight.
Oh, yeah, I heard that name.
Oh, wow.
Is it the deer or not the deer? I know who you're talking about.
Bee, Lion, Monster, Peacock, or Rabbit. Well, we know it's not Peacock because we know who that is. Spoiler alert, we're not giving it up.
And next week, all week on the show, 8:10, we are doing our own local celebrity masked singer.
I talked to my masked singer yesterday, and they said, I don't know, sounds like fun.
My masked singer picked out their song yesterday.
Ooh.
It's going to be amazing.
Or really bad. Everyone has picked one or two people, so we'll see. It'll be fun.
I'm excited. And good news for Tim. Armie Hammer addressed all the Batman rumors, saying no one has checked his availability yet.
Yes. He's available.
For Batman, anybody would drop everything for Batman.
In case you're asking, though, I'm totally available. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40. More online at 198.com. And Lance Hildebrand in just a sec with your traffic. But Tim with your forecast.
That's right. It is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Cloudy and breezy today.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show, and we are celebrating the Blues' 11th win this morning.
Woo!
Franchise record. It's amazing.
Really
yes!
It's a hard song to sing along to.
All the boys voices in your head.
Good, Tim.
Thank you.
Call it Gloria.
Ryan O'Reilly, MVP, man.
Holy moly. But speaking of hockey, you can see an announcer almost getting hit by a puck. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's at 198.com.
He doesn't even see it coming. Mm-hmm. And it, like, then when they take it from a different angle, you can see it barely miss his face.
Man. You can also check out this little girl who is adorable dancing to Beyonce.
It will make your day. I think she's standing on the counter.
Yeah.
But she's got some moves.
She does.
She's holding a corn dog.
She is holding a corn dog. Maybe that's why I love it so much.
That is the true reason. And it's crazy in love. I mean, she's like, this is my jam.
Oh, it
she's
is.
So cute.
And she's making that getting after
she it. She is. How did she know that face already?
Yes. And then we just played Lady Gaga's Shallow from A Star Is Born. Amy Schumer has a new Netflix special that's a parody of A Star Is Born, and there's a billboard up on Sunset Boulevard, and it just has a picture of her, and it says Amy underneath. And this tweet said, there could be 100 billboards on Sunset Boulevard, and 99 don't promote Amy Schumer's new stand-up special, but one does. I'm excited. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. There's some funny video I saw of her yesterday, too, practicing with the Mardi Gras dancers. I guess she's in New Orleans.
Really?
Oh, wow.
That poor girl, she feels like it's one of those pregnancies that's going to feel like forever since we've known about it.
Yep. Yes.
And she was so sick.
Yes.
But yeah, a lot of good stuff that Kevin put up online.
And Jennifer Lopez pole dancing.
She knows how to work the pole.
Yeah, got a new movie, got to practice.
Okay, lots of stuff, like we said. But listen to this. I don't have a lot of information about this, but I'm just telling you, there is a woman in Taiwan that has 500 holes burned in her eyes from...
No, what? Staring at the sun?
Staring at her phone.
No!
What?
How long do you have to stare at your phone?
I don't know. It says allegedly in the story, too.
Yeah.
Too much on maximum brightness for 2 years.
Whoa.
No.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Nope. When these stories come from another country, I'm dubious.
Okay. Is there going to be a time when we're going to have safety glasses for looking at our technology?
No.
There's not. I mean.
I don't know. I could... See that?
I'm just asking. No, you won't be able to see.
Well, you remember when we were kids, stop staring at the TV.
Yeah.
You know, you'll ruin your eyes.
Well, my eyesight isn't great.
They're just little TVs.
I'm just saying.
It's not good for you, but no.
Are there safety glasses available now? I know there are for glare.
You just turn the
brightness
down a little bit.
I don't have my brightness all the way up anymore. Sometimes if I'm in...
Not for years.
Suck it, Landrum.
Like I said.
Live from downtown, this is your home for today's... Come on, be my baby. Come on, be I'm in love with your body. Come on, be my baby. Come on, be I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. The shape of you.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show. Jen has a sneeze on the way. It's not going to come to fruition. Look at a light. Look at a light. Look at a light. I hate when you get a sneeze and it doesn't
I just
develop.
Want to, yeah. I want to sneeze.
No,
though.
I do too. That's what
I know,
I'm saying.
But looking at the light makes it go away, right?
No. Looking at the light
makes
pushes
you sneeze?
It out, man.
What about going to the light, Carolyn?
This Sunday, the weather's going to be warming up.
Yeah.
I mean, Saturday, they're saying 60 for the high. But Sunday, we've got the pet parade, the Purina pet parade happening down on the streets of Soulard. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thousands of pet owners, all their four-legged friends. Do people have cats down there?
On leashes?
I'm asking.
I don't think that's a great idea.
But it's always a lot of fun. So if you want to go and support it, it all benefits Open Door Animal Sanctuary, which is a great organization. All right. Think back to a time when you thought something would be a great idea because you were 19, 20, and this is what your life was all about. Years later, you look back, you're embarrassed. But, you know, good thing is it didn't leave an a mark anywhere. And I'm not talking about a tattoo.
I was just going to say.
I'm not talking about a tattoo. But a tattoo is also like, what were you into at 19? Now you're 43. That tattoo may not go along. You know, maybe you're not as into Beverly Hills 90210 anymore. Right. And your Andrea Zuckerman tattoo is not as cool anymore.
Yeah.
This kind of reminds me of that. Australia is thinking about letting people use emojis on their license plates. There are only four available as of now. The laugh out loud face, the winking face, the smiling face with sunglasses.
And the turd.
And the hearts for eyes face. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, sure.
All right, so that sounds awesome now. But years later, if you have that license plate, you might be embarrassed of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that got me to thinking about a license plate. When you were 17, you got a vanity plate and you thought, this is me.
Did they used to be free in Illinois?
They did.
In Illinois?
Your first plate that you got, like I can remember being 16 and I had a green car, so I thought, hey man,
You had the Green Lantern, but it didn't say that.
Trying to get the Hornet, trying to get Lantern, so and you could, and somebody already had Lantern. So I got Lantern 2, and for years people thought I worked for the Lantern Corporation. And I was like, no!
I had a friend, she was probably 20, let's say she was 20, and she got a personalized plate, and it said, you go girl.
No.
You know,
no.
How did she spell it?
The letter U,
G-O-G-R-L.
That's it, maybe. Right?
But, you know, that sounds like a great idea until you're, you know, a very successful interior designer pulling up to somebody's house. So that, you know, I thought it'd be fun to get, like, license plates. Maybe it's your email address that you still have, Jen.
GenX24 at yahoo.com. GenX, get it? Oh, yeah. So clever in the 90s.
It really was. I think it's still clever.
Right, it's good, yeah.
Well, and it's also, you know, I started that email account when I was 24.
Right.
So every time I have to type it in, I'm like, oh, this is old.
Right.
No, I think it holds up. Should you have gotten Gen X across your lower back and a tattoo? No, absolutely not.
Very proud. But. So I thought it'd be fun to get your text about embarrassing vanity plates you've gotten.
Yes.
Maybe you just got your car on your plate. I don't understand those people.
I don't either.
Gold Z 28.
Mm-hmm. It's like the biggest waste of money. You know that your car's a Z28 and it's gold. You don't need it on your plate.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Or the radio station you worked for.
Oh, yeah. We had a couple of those.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. And then they were let go and still had to drive around with that on their plates.
Mm. I mean, I don't think it's a big deal that I have Radio Lady on my plates. Is that weird? Radio Lady.
Get it right. It's Radio Broad.
Well, yeah. So text us or call us at 314-531-9898. Mistakes of your youth, we'll call this.
All right, Lance Hildebrand now. How are the roads as more people are getting on them?
Well, I think, you know, it's more.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show with the best traffic guy in St. Louis, Lance Hildebrand. Lance,
yes.
I know you're not going to be on for a little while. Any big tough spots if anyone's getting in their car right now?
Well, let's start with the newer stuff. Just got word of a stall on the eastbound 70 ramp to southbound 270. Also, there's a rather new crash on eastbound 364. That one's near Heritage Crossing. Southbound 255 on the Horseshoe Lake Road exit over in Madison County. There was a wreck there. Also had a wreck 6440 eastbound before 270. Generally, the road conditions are not awful, but if you overdrive them, if you're thinking, that's like 75 and sunny and dry, yeah, you're asking for trouble. So slow it down is the best advice I can give you, and certainly increase your following distance in case you've got to slam on the brakes, and watch it on anything that's elevated, bridges, overpasses, ramps, that kind of stuff.
Just remember how to drive, people.
That's
it's like we lose everything.
It's common sense, but...
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking about mistakes from our youth. Something that you thought, man, this is cool, and this is going to brand me as the coolest person going forward. And we're talking about license plates specifically because you know, you think something's going to, you know, last forever that you're into, and it doesn't. You know, I was talking about my friend that got You Go Girl on her license plate. There's somebody else I know that got, she wanted to get Spoiled Rotten on her license plate. But all it, and it was all one word, all it looked like was splurtin'.
Splurtin'.
But let's go to Debbie, because she's on hold, and she has a license plate story. It's Debbie, right? I'm sorry.
Yes, it is.
Okay, hey, Debbie, tell us your story.
Well, it wasn't actually my license plate, but I went out on this date with a guy, and when I saw his car, his license plate was LNGSLV.
Hold on.
I'm so bad at bumper stumpers.
S-L-V.
Long sleeve?
Yeah.
He likes long sleeve shirts.
You would think. Maybe the guys know what that is.
See, Tim's face is like, I have no idea.
No idea. No.
It was the status of his...
yes, I got it.
We got it. We got it.
But I've never heard that before.
I hadn't either, but then I had to ask him to explain it to me, which was really embarrassing.
Oh,
so
no.
So are you married now?
No. Yep. It was a deal breaker.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. I've never heard of that before. You learn something new every day. Okay, you can text us as well at 531-9898. Tim and Kevin have some of the best texts.
Well, you know, you were talking about things lasting forever. This person's nickname through high school was Potsy from Happy Days.
Oh, yeah.
Because her maiden name was Potts. So she's had these Potsy plates since she was 17. She's now 52,
married.
And nobody under the age of 45 gets it because they don't know who Potsy is.
That's sad. They just think she's a big pothead.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, also, if it's not her last name anymore, it's a little more, it's even more difficult. This is another maiden name. Their maiden name was Han, H-A-H-N. And at 17, they drove a Honda Civic, and the license plates were Honda, H-A-A-N-D-A.
That's cute, right? I think that's cute. That's always wanted my friend Susan that had a Saab in college to put snob. I thought that would have been great.
That is good.
A couple of lover plates, L-V-R.
Uh-huh.
As a teen, this person wanted everyone to know that she was a good Christian, so she got G-D lover. And everybody thought it meant good lover and not God lover.
Oh, my. Well, it sounds wrong.
G-D's just bad.
Yeah, and then another person is a big fan of the Boston Terrier and got B-T lover.
So weird. Somebody said, right as I heard this segment, I was pulling into our parking lot, and the Cadillac in front of me has a plate that says MV space OVR, move over, and it's like an 85-year-old woman.
Those are appropriate.
Yeah, right.
This person's sister, Cindy, had a Mustang and wanted to put Into Ponies on her license plate.
Oh, no.
But when you read it, it does not look like Into Ponies. There's no O. It's Into P-N-Y-S.
Oh, my God. That's really bad.
Into peonies. She's a big
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of this person.
Yeah, write it out first, people.
Yeah.
Yes.
This person has just their last name on their license plate, but their last name is W-I-E-N-R-Z, probably Wieners. And so they say everywhere they go, there's just people with cell phones taking pictures out of their windows.
Oh, no.
I can't believe that got, that was allowed.
Right.
I know.
Right.
Well, if you see it on the application and it's clearly their last name, they might
Yes,
like,
yes. You're, well, it didn't work for Dave Assman.
I know, in Canada.
Yeah, Canada.
Right.
I want to be at the DMV when these come in. Like, does that person who's in charge of this read it, know exactly what it looks like, and not give the heads up? I mean, are they just like, oh, this is going to be
I don't think they care.
Wouldn't you want to warn people? Like, so you know, this doesn't look like Into Ponies.
You're the dummy. I'm not. If you want to text us more of your, you know, mistakes of your youth, license plates, 531-9898 is our text line.
If it's meant to be. Meant to be.
It'll be.
Baby, if it's meant to be.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Things you didn't know. With me, Tim Convy. I'm going to share some facts. You guys are going to tell me if you are impressed or not. Courtney, not in the room right now, so I'm going to go ahead and get some animal ones out of the way.
I don't care about celebrities. Give me animals.
I thought you were going to say, I'm going to go ahead and say she's not impressed.
Yeah, no, she's probably not. Here's something to know. Killer whales aren't whales. They're actually dolphins.
I don't believe it.
Do you guys know that? Doesn't that seem like something you would know?
And they have another name, too, right?
Orca?
Orca.
Yeah, orca whales.
Courtney, killer whales aren't whales. They're actually dolphins. You know, like the animal ones. Here's another animal one.
They do look like dolphins now that I'm looking them up.
Yeah, but...
they look like black and white dolphins.
Yeah. Real breakthrough here. Here's something you didn't know. Sharks are older than trees. Sharks have been around for 400 million years and trees only 350 million. Whoa, it's too much.
Because you weren't here, he was trying to get animals out of the way first.
Here's something you know. The U.S.
Please be here on time next time.
Dang it.
I did like the orca one.
Thank you. The U.S. has been in debt for its entire history, except for 1 year, from 1835 to 1836, when Andrew Jackson was president and managed to pay it all off temporarily.
Okay.
Here's something you didn't know. Pilates was started in an internment camp. Pilates. A German athlete... what?
She said Pilates.
A German athlete named Joseph Pilates was locked up by the British, and he came up with this way for fellow German inmates to exercise when they were sick or stuck in bed.
Wow.
Say what?
Using your own body weight.
That's crazy. It then continued.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty good.
And now you have to pay a lot of money for it.
Mm-hmm.
Great success.
Look at Susan Lucci. She looks good.
She do.
I was going to say something I can't say. Here's something to know. This is Courtney likes these. Prince wrote the song Nothing Compares to You when his housekeeper's father died and she left to be with her family. He felt lost without her there to keep his life organized.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days. Since she took her housekeeping love away?
Yeah, exactly.
That's hilarious.
So when Sinead O'Connor sings that song, she's singing to Prince's housekeeper.
Wow, that makes crazy. The song not as great.
I know.
Here's something you know. Eggplants contain nicotine.
What?
But you'd have to eat 20 of them to get the same amount as a cigarette. But 20's not that many.
I love some eggplant parm.
I don't. Oh, isn't God. That bizarre?
Why? Because of Nick?
No, because of nicotine.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Right.
So, yeah, it's because of Nick.
Huzzah!
I feel like he would make a good eggplant
He
farm.
Loves it. He mm-hmm. loves it. I just don't. It's mm-hmm. not my favorite. Mm.
A little marinara?
Nope, none of it.
You have to salt it first. You have to salt the eggplant before you bread it or anything because it takes like the...
Oh, there's so much moisture in it. I think it's...
I love it.
Three words for you. Treat, yolk, sell.
Here's something to know. The word gymnasium comes from the Greek verb gymnazo, which means to train naked.
Oh. We've had many discussions about the naked swimming back in the day.
Yeah.
That the boys did in PE.
Mm.
I guess that was a thing at different schools because Guy, he at his school, they swam naked.
Yeah.
And he convinced you guys of that it was a thing.
It was part of school.
I remember the first
just
time
what people did back then. It was part of school. I couldn't have graduated if I didn't.
We didn't have enough money for trunks.
I remember how bizarre we thought it was, and he just said it like offhand, like just, oh yeah, that's what we did. Yeah. And it was like, what?
Yeah, we used to swim naked together at school.
I didn't enjoy it at all.
Right.
It's the best thing you didn't know so far. I put one over on you guys. Here's something to know. The Oompa Loompas and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory were originally called Whipple Scrumpets, but Roald Dahl changed their name at the last minute.
Good choice.
I don't mind Whipple.
Brother!
The harder song.
Here's something you didn't know. I think this is a good one. Tim Burton's first choice.
I like that you think one of them's a good one.
I know.
Well, I mean, up your alley. I share because I think listeners enjoy all of them.
We've been through 12, but this one's going to get you.
This one's the one.
There's some that aren't great today, but this is one that I think Courtney will like. This is pretty amazing. Tim Burton's first choice to play Beetlejuice.
Was not Michael Keaton.
And the movie Beetlejuice was not Michael Keaton.
It was.
Huh. Sammy Davis Jr.
Blow your mind.
He would have been great.
He would have been great.
Oh, man.
I mean, Keaton was great, but what a different movie.
There was a whole thing on Sammy Davis Jr. last night on Channel 9.
Yeah, watched all 2 hours of it. It was fascinating. Yeah,
really?
Totally,
yeah. Really good.
There's something to know. If you cry in space, your tears don't fall because there's no gravity. They just kind of stay up in your eyes, and you have to wipe them away.
Space.
There's no crying in space.
Yeah, you're in space. What do you have to be crying about?
All right.
Dang, nabbit!
And finally.
he gave you the space one to set the bar low so he can end on a higher note, because anything's higher than space.
I can give you, I'm just going to give you one more.
Well, that's finally.
Here's something you didn't know.
Things you didn't know.
Elephants are afraid of bees. Elephants are afraid of bees.
And elephants.
Elephants are, yeah. I can imagine.
George Washington's hair wasn't a wig. It was his real hair. Americans spend $70 billion on the lottery.
The forecast is brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store. Ashley Furniture Home Store, this is home. Cloudy and breezy today.
Who's going to go get those donut fries?
After that segment, sounds like it should be me.
I'm Felicia.
45 the high, and be careful this morning. Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show at 7:54. Man, St. Louis, a lot of bad ideas floating around over the years.
Oh my gosh, I love it. That and email addresses. Somebody that has an email address that is just highly inappropriate now.
Oh no.
Yeah, I heard somebody give one about a month or two ago, and I was like, are you going to say that? You should spell that. So you don't have to say it anymore.
But you know what? I give my bad email address when people ask for it when I'm out, because that's where all my junk mail goes.
Oh.
All right. So you think I'm a loser, but...
Who's the loser?
Joke's on you.
I'm still a loser for that terrible email address. But we were talking about Australia. They're thinking about a bad idea, and it is adding emojis to their license plates.
Seems cute now, innocent.
Oh, yeah. And then...
Then your emoji, you end up looking like an Amish male. That was my emoji from our Courtney and Company night last year.
Yeah, the Cardinals. So we were asking about your bad license plates from the past, and some of them, like, you got them 10 years ago, and you cringe, but you still have it on your car.
Yeah, there was a guy who knew somebody with a $200,000 Bentley with the plates D-S-T-D-N-T. D student.
I love that one.
Yeah, that is good.
I love that one. See?
Somebody texted said they had a girlfriend who was big busted. Her name was Tracy Ann. Her car was a Trans Am, and the license plate said Tata.
this person's license plate is K-R-A-V-T-Z. Everyone thinks
K-R-A what?
K-R-A V-T-Z. Everyone thinks I'm a big Lenny Kravitz fan. No, when I was a kid, I was very nosy.
She was my
Gladys
name
is Kravitz.
Gladys Kravitz
from Bewitched.
Oh.
Although you can make it transition to now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Somebody said that they got a camper and the license plate said to shag because Austin Powers was very big at the time.
Oh my lord.
But what ended up happening is most of the time the husband and his friend would just take it, so it'd be two dudes cruising around.
Oh, yeah. It's like my dad's car had Hog One on it.
Uh-huh.
And I remember being in Hilton Head driving it around. I'm like, this is does not look good for me.
No, not
driving this vehicle around.
Yeah.
Hog One.
Speaking of a non-good look, there's a pharmacy rep who's got RXDLR. Drug dealer on their car.
Oh, yeah. Well, they are.
Yeah.
Just not the street pharmacist variety.
Somebody has Miss Milk. I don't know.
Are they
why.
A dairy farmer?
I don't know.
They didn't give a
no
reason?
Explanation?
Uh-uh. And then some that says there's a big lift truck in Jefferson County that has the license plate that says... These nuts.
I know.
Yeah.
How do they let you do that?
I don't know how they got away with that one.
Maybe they didn't spell nuts out. Like, it's maybe it's
N-U-T-Z.
Oh. They did. All right, we want to give you a chance to see our own Tim Convy on stage at the Funny Bone this weekend.
That's right. I am there Thursday through Sunday. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. A whole bunch of shows opening for the very funny Joe Mackey, who's been on the Tonight Show and every late night show and had specials, and he's so, so good. Four tickets for you. You can win a four-pack right now in Missouri, 314-531-9898. In Illinois, 618-397-9898. We are looking for caller 18. And tickets available for the Funny Bone, stlouisfunnybone.com. Use the promo code Y98 and you can get half price tickets. Or be caller 18 right now. Good luck. Stuffs with me, Tim Convy. It is sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and the bourbon at Salt and Smoke, Delmar Loop, down in Southampton, St. Charles, coming April of this year. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney and Co. Y98. All right, food stuff today. A lot of new products coming out. I'm just going to hit them, tell you guys what they are.
Donut fries.
I want you guys, that's right, donut fries unleashed today. We think maybe even this weekend.
Yeah.
We're working on getting some for ourselves, hopefully by the 9 o'clock hour. Anyway, you guys got to tell me if you're interested in these things. How about this? Hostess, believe it or not, is celebrating 100 years, so they're doing birthday cupcakes.
That's a great idea, like a confetti cupcake.
Exactly. It's totally that funfetti thing.
There's
some, not the Hostess ones, but another variety out there in the kitchen. Anybody have some?
No.
Me either.
Cupcakes don't tempt me.
Really?
Not at all.
Remarkable.
Lucky. No. Now, if it were a box of donuts out there and there were some good-looking glazed donuts.
Yeah.
Couldn't resist.
Yeah. Well, these look good. They're in stores now. Funfetti. They look delicious.
I think it's a cute idea.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Hostess.
Happy birthday.
100 years, man.
Food stuff.
This I'm not so sure about. Starburst Duos. So basically, it's just a tiny little Starburst square. Half one flavor, half another.
Well, I don't mind if it... But,
okay.
For people who can't fit two Starbursts in their mouth at one time.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. I like the orange and yellow together.
You do?
And sometimes the yellow and strawberry are a good combo.
I guess the deal is it's you get a whole bag of two flavor combinations. So one is strawberry and watermelon together.
Ew.
The other is blue raspberry and lemonade together.
Oh, so they're not even the traditional flavors.
Get it. Starburst, I appreciate you working on some stuff, but no.
Starburst just duos, yep.
All pink. Stuff. All pink bags.
I like the pink the best. Red, I don't like those. And it's weird because I like red in most things.
Yeah. You're not a fan of the red Starburst?
I hate the red Starburst.
That is weird.
That is weird because
they're too much.
My friend who is in like research and development for different foods.
R&D, that's what I call it.
Yeah, yeah. They worked on, I think, fruit roll-ups or something like fruit roll-ups. And they tried all different colors with kids. Have I told you this
and
before?
And red is the most popular color.
The flavor was the same no matter what color.
Yeah.
And all kids preferred red.
What did they say recently? What candy was all the same flavor and I don't buy it? Skittles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, was no, they're
Skittles.
Skittles.
Right. Mm-hmm. Something.
Your brain just says, oh, yellow is lemon.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're all the same.
But they're not.
They're not all the same.
Was it Skittles or was it M&M's?
Not M&M's.
No.
M&M's are all the same.
M&M's are all... What are you?
We'll have to look up, the Skittles. All right, we're one for two. You're into the cupcakes. You're not as into the Starburst duos. We got two more left. How about this? Aldi, green cheese
Kevin's
for St.
In.
Patrick's Day.
Oh.
Oh.
Green
cheese. Well, I'm sure it's like basil or something.
A bunch of different kinds. Pesto, Gouda, English Sage Derby, aged Irish cheddar, Irish cheddar with beer, and Irish cheddar with whiskey.
All of them, yes.
Yeah.
Green?
Especially the pesto.
I don't mind.
Pesto cheese.
No, I hate pesto.
Oh, that's right.
It hates you.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like the beer, whatever one was. Irish beer cheese. Beer cheese is good.
But
have you ever had beer cheese?
No,
it's delicious.
Isn't that what the
You've never had beer cheese soup or anything like that?
Oh, no. Oh man, a beer cheese that you dip a pretzel in.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I haven't lived.
You really haven't.
Got to make some plans for St. Patrick's Day. And finally, we talk on Foodstuffs quite a bit about Peeps, right? As if Peeps are
a
part
of people's
lives.
And nobody on the show likes Peeps.
I'm not. No, I
Summer Lance, he likes stale ones.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with them.
Yeah, well, I got a ton of Christmas ones coming your way, Lance, because my kids won't eat them.
Ooh.
Oh, and they'll be plenty stale for you.
Yeah, exactly.
They will. I'm writing a note right now.
Yeah, let's bring them tomorrow.
Leave them in your car for a month and then bring them in.
Peeps bringing it for Easter. How about this? Root beer flavored Peeps.
Ooh.
Root beer float flavored Peeps.
Just had a root beer flavored marshmallow over the weekend, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. We did chocolate fondue. Supposed to do it for Valentine's Day, but I kind of dropped the ball. But I found root beer flavored marshmallows, and they were so good.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's what this is.
Of all the artificial flavoring, I think root beer is way up there.
Oh, I love a root beer. Remember those little root beer barrel hard candies?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So great.
A root beer Dum Dum is so good as well.
A root beer popsicle is delicious.
Yes.
We're into root beer flavored things. That's what we've learned here today on Foodstuffs.
Foodstuffs!
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store. This is home. Some rain this morning, but we already have some dicey conditions depending on where you are this morning. A high today of 45, 44 tomorrow, 48 Friday, and wait for it. Yeah, we might have some rain on Saturday, but a high of 60. Yeah.
All right. I compile these weekly. Sometimes it's more than one day a week that we do People is Dumb because there's that many dumb criminals. Let's start with cops in North Carolina.
Yeah.
They raided an illegal strip club that was in a guy's garage.
Oh, what?
He swore it was just his man cave. And the reason he had a pole in there was that his wife and daughter used it to exercise. So he got busted.
I love the pause because I was trying to think in my head what would make it illegal. Like maybe they didn't have a liquor license. Nope. It was in his garage.
Oh my gosh.
He was like charging admission.
Listen, he's enterprising.
Right.
What kind of talent does he have over there in his garage? Never go see a morning stripper. You're not going to get the best talent. That's what I've heard.
That's what you've heard.
Okay. I'm working, Jen. Or I'd be there.
That's our next live broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Fabulous buffet. All right. There's an 18-year-old guy in northern Arkansas. And he called the cops because he accidentally locked both sets of keys in his car.
Okay.
Okay. Well, the cops showed up. Must have been a slow day. They don't usually do that, right, which is very nice of them to do. But while they were jimmying the door open, they noticed that he had three compressed bags of weed sitting on his back seat in plain view.
Can't so do
they,
that.
They opened the door.
Yeah, maybe shouldn't have called them. Maybe call AAA next time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now he's going to get AAA for sure. Once the cops got it open, they were like, what is that? And he admitted, yes, in fact, that it was weed. And then in his gym bag in the car, there was even more weed in it.
Whoa. Man.
They found over a pound of marijuana total in his car, so he got arrested.
A little sense why he was so unfocused that he left his keys in there.
Stoner checklist.
Yeah, I'm going to call the cops.
And then finally, here's the deal with People is Dumb. First rule of a home burglary, maybe have a getaway car, possibly.
Yeah.
So this guy broke into a house in New Jersey last Thursday. He thought no one was home. Well, the couple that lived there woke up, called the police. He bolted. Had to climb through an upstairs window, jump off the roof to get away, and then he decided to order a lift to pick him up for his getaway car. Problem, he didn't check what kind of car the lift driver was driving, so as soon as a car pulled up, he jumped in.
Oh, no.
And it was an unmarked police car.
No way.
And they arrested him.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
All right. While you're singing BSB, there are a couple new songs to sing along to. New song from Pink. It's called Walk Me Home.
Walk me home in the day tonight. I can't be alone with those on my mind.
to say you'll stay with me tonight. Cause there is so much wrong going on outside.
Her new album, Hurts to Be Human, will be out this April, featuring Walk Me Home, and that also means that I'm sure a new Pink tour is coming sooner rather than later. Get excited. She puts on a great show. All right, Rob Thomas also has a new song. It's called One Less Day.
Of getting older, one less day from dying young. I see the light go past my shoulder. One less day from dying young. And I've seen my friends fall away before their time, and I've been afraid that I may follow in their light.
Rob Thomas, oh, we missed you.
Hi, it's just great to hear his voice again.
I know. So good. So
I like
good.
It. Smash it or trash it, Tim.
Smash it.
A lot of people have also missed the Joe Bros. I mean, they've been off doing their own thing. I mean, except for Kevin. Poor Kevin.
Especially the girl that called in with the JB Lover.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
JB Lover vanity plate. And listen, you know, Nick Jonas busy getting married to Priyanka Chopra. He's in the new Jumanji movie. He's going to be in the sequel. But he has time for a Joe Bro reunion. And apparently the brothers, after nearly 6 years apart as a band, are coming together to plan an epic reunion. By the way, they're dropping Brothers from their name. They're just going to go under
the Jonas.
Jonas. No, the Jonas.
The Jonas.
JJ, just Jonas.
Huh. I had something, but I've already forgotten it.
Okay. Lady Gaga and her man, Christian Carino, have split. He's featured, especially towards the end of that Lady Gaga documentary, but he was not on the red carpet at the Grammys with her. And that's when people realized something might be up, and they split a while ago.
Hmm. What did he do for a living?
He's a
manager.
Like a, he's an agent.
Okay.
At like a William Morris agency or one of those. Like, oh, he reps a bunch of celebrities. Hmm. There's a new internet trend, and it is finding out what outfit Rihanna was wearing on your birthday. You just
nice.
Google, you Google Rihanna and your birthday, and you'll see what she was wearing.
All
I think
right.
we should do a composition of the whole morning show.
Okay.
Oh. Because I Googled mine last night. She was at a women's march, January 21st. She was wearing all pink. All right. My arch nemesis, you know.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes. She's talking again. I don't know why she does this. The latest issue of Variety. She shared a little detail about her wedding. In her husband's wedding vows, he said, it's no coincidence that she played the muse in Shakespeare in Love, because that's who she is to him. And it's his perception that that's who she is in real life.
Stop doing interviews. You and Dionne Warwick.
Yeah.
Get together and discuss some of the things
Man.
You've said.
Halsey said she has the biggest secret. Said that on Twitter, and then everybody freaked out, and she had to clarify.
She's remaking Mr. Roboto. How awesome would that
That'd be? Awesome.
People thought her tweet was hinting that she's pregnant, and she said no. She said, that means I'm either A, gaining weight, or B, acting weirder than usual. Joke's on you. I'm still doing both. However, still not pregnant. So, she said, I have the biggest secret, and when you guys hear it, some of you are going to explode into actual pieces.
Oh, wow.
We still don't know. We still don't know what it is.
I'm talking Mr. Roboto, not that crazy, right?
Yeah. Okay. Karl Lagerfeld died at the age of 85.
You going to stick it to him again?
No, yeah. I'm not going to stick it to
him. Let him have it.
I stuck it to him in the 640,
yeah.
Okay? I just, all I did was read some of his quotes in the past. He wasn't necessarily a nice man. But his cat is a millionaire, and it's not because he left a ton of money to his cat. His cat was actually a cat model.
Oh.
And is worth about
like,
three
from what?
Wow.
Like what?
$3 million bucks.
Like, would we know his cat's face
cat
from
Fancy?
No, like, you know, the like the cover person for Fancy Feast, you know, that real fluffy,
oh,
cute
yeah.
cat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Cover cat. Cover person.
She didn't, cover she cat. Wasn't in a, on a lot of like print stuff. She did most of her work on the catwalk.
Wow, that was excessive. Ariana Grande, the first act in 50 years since the Beatles to have songs at number one, number two, and number three on the Hot 100 at the same time.
Wow.
And I'm not going to stick it to Karl Lagerfeld. Rest in peace.
I keep saying that.
Fashion.
Peace-ish.
But people have started sticking it to Miranda Lambert's new husband. You know, he's with the NYPD. They just got married on Valentine's Day. They just started dating in November. Last year, he was seeing two women at the same time. One was pregnant with his child. The other was his fiance.
Ooh.
The fiance dumped him when she found out about the baby.
There's quite a track record there, though, right?
With Miranda picking the wrong guy?
Or she overlaps. Mm-hmm. Or,
yeah.
And the story was, didn't they meet Miranda and her new husband? They met 3 days before this baby was born.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, we're taking bets now on how long this one's going to last. Masked Singer tonight, by the way, double unmasking. The bee, the lion, the monster, the peacock, and the rabbit are left. And speaking of the Masked Singer on Fox, we are going to have our own Masked Singer next week on the show. We already have some local celebrities lined up. So it's going to be every day next week around 8:10 is when you're going to hear the person sing. I know you won't be able to see the mask, but we'll run video too, and we'll have fun guessing. I'm excited for
this. I am too. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. That's Entertainment Schmig. We'll do...
It'll be
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. It's time to talk celebrity birthdays and things that happened on this day. But first, a happy anniversary to Paul and Peggy Belliotti.
Aww.
They were married during an ice storm on this day many years ago.
Happy anniversary.
Do, 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 do. My parents.
How happy many anniversary. Years, you
know? Long time.
What decade?
70s.
Okay.
Early 70s-ish, before I was born. By the way, yesterday was a big anniversary for Office Space, the movie.
20 years, man.
20 wow. years. And speaking of wedding anniversaries, Lance's lady, Libby, her favorite musician of all time, got married on this day 37 years ago. Happy anniversary to Pat Benatar and PB? Neil Giraldo.
Giraldo, right.
Okay, birthdays. We just talked about the birthday challenge when you type in Rihanna's name
and
your birthday.
I didn't work.
Really?
No,
mine was pretty good.
It wasn't even Rihanna in most of the pictures.
It was a woman with a crop top that was striped.
I don't know. I already clicked off of it because I wasn't that interested.
Mine were all about Puma shoes.
Oh, okay.
Mine was a very elegant dress from the Brit Awards.
Okay, so how old is Rihanna today?
Ooh.
32.
I like that, but I'll say 34.
33.
31.
31.
Oh, wow. I thought that was too young.
Man, she's only 31.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
Okay, how about Cindy Crawford?
Ooh. Oh, man.
Ooh. She's tough. This is a tough one.
I'm going to say 52.
53.
She's 53. Maybe it wasn't so tough.
What's next? This is a big day for me. Rihanna or Cindy Illinois. Crawford?
Are those two of your favorites?
Yeah.
How about Sandy Duncan? She on your list?
She's still alive?
Yeah, she's still alive. That's why I'm doing her birthday.
Sandy Duncan?
Huge Sandy Duncan.
The mom of the Duncan's Hogan family.
She's not that.
She was Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
If we were doing Dead or Alive during trivia night, you would have to sit down, Lance.
I think she's younger than we think. 68.
I'm going to say 70.
72.
I have no clue. 74.
73.
Oh. Wow.
We're going to give that one to Tim.
I thought she was never going to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And how old is Sidney Poitier?
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Old. 91.
No.
Yeah, I think he's close. 89?
88. Go for 90.
No, go low.
86.
92!
Yeah!
Happy birthday also to Charles Barkley, who's 56. Oh,
wow.
Brian Littrell of the Backstreet Boys, who is 44. And Chelsea Peretti, comedian, who's on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She's married to Jordan Peele. She's 41. That is celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday if you're celebrating today.
This is your home for today's
REO Speedwagon and more. The New York Times says Rock of Ages is impossible to resist, and the Village Voice calls it the most remarkable Broadway experience ever.
Coming to the Fabulous Fox, March 1st through 3rd in the U.S. Bank Broadway Series. Tickets available now at MetroTix.com.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Our guy that runs the board left the studio to get us to do a very important errand for the morning show.
He did.
Nice guy, that guy.
I know.
I should learn his name, but...
Getting...
Kevin.
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 McDonald's donut fries. Ooh. I think he's here.
No, he's calling. What is he going to tell us? I'm on the road. He's been gone for like 10 minutes.
McDonald's is not that far away from us.
It takes a while to get through all those lights. Go ahead and pick it up.
Hi, Y98.
Hello.
Do they still have them in stock?
They do still have them in stock in two varieties. You can get the 6 sticks for $1.69 or the 12-pack for $3.29. So I'm coming back with several 12-packs for you.
Several 12-packs? How big are they?
I can't eat them.
They look like regular small, I don't know, they look like about the size of a double fry. So,
have you tried one yet?
I have not, but
oh, really? That's some control. Yeah,
do you have them?
I'm like six cars deep here.
Oh, so you haven't gone
you
to
haven't
the window
gotten
yet.
Them yet?
I have not gotten them yet. So, okay.
All right. That's a busy McDonald's, by the way.
Uh-huh.
How are the roads?
Roads aren't too bad, actually, but I only drove like a block to the closest McDonald's.
All right. Okay. Well, this was exciting. We'll see you when you get back.
Bye.
Bye.
No, I wanted to talk about a couple things. We're all excited about the Blues. Who would have thought at the beginning of January that we would be this pumped up about the St. Louis Blues, the way their season looked.
I feel like I wrote them off a couple months ago.
Not me. I never gave up.
No, you did. Mm. You apologized last week.
I know.
It has changed. They are a different hockey team right now.
Yeah, it's great.
But yesterday, maybe last night watching them, that first period was maybe one of the best periods of hockey I've ever seen the Blues play. They looked that solid.
Well, and how many times have we seen them start the season and we're like, oh my God, they're on fire. This is their year. And then injuries and then, you know, things happen. It's a long season. I'm not ready to say they're winning the Stanley Cup, but they're hot at the right time.
It's
for
exciting.
Sure.
They're going to win the Stanley Cup.
But, you know, and that Laura Branigan song,
mm-hmm.
when that started on the dad's trip, it was just, we thought maybe, you know, maybe this will be their anthem. Who knows if it's going to last? Well, it's lasted ever since that dad's road trip. Mm-hmm. And so that continues to be played in the locker room after a Blues victory, going for number 12 tomorrow. And in the world of hockey, the New Jersey Devils, I don't even know how their team is this year, but do you know that Patrick Warburton is forever tied to the New Jersey Devils
because of
that
putty?
Because of that Seinfeld episode where he was a face painter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Elaine didn't realize that she was dating a face painter.
Uh-huh.
And they got the whole Devils thing. Well, he goes back and he's an honorary, like he'll drop the puck. So he's ingrained in New Jersey Devils hockey for life.
That's funny.
And last night he was there dropping the puck and they had a putty bobblehead face painter.
Oh, that's awesome.
Face painting
so
bobblehead
cool.
night. So he was there and they think he's a good luck charm for him because last time he dropped the puck, I think it was during the Stanley Cup. And they won that game, so they're all pumped about him. All right, and fantasy football leagues. Tim was in two.
Yeah.
Your husband's in?
He's been, he, I think he won fantasy football this year.
Okay.
Somewhere, maybe. He was in multiple, so okay. I don't know. Well, I don't know how much money's coming in or going out. He's like, I won.
Let's just say the Myers home's getting an addition.
Well, a lot of these fantasy football leagues aren't just the winner wins all the money. The last place person sometimes has to do a terrible bet.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about the guy that ran the marathon that did not train.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That is the worst. But he made it. He made it.
He did.
Now, this is a bad one. So this guy got into his first fantasy football league this year, and he lost. Prior to this year, he never played it before. The punishment is he had to put on a flesh-toned Speedo.
Oh, no.
Cover himself in peanut butter. And sit down in the middle of a dog park for 10 minutes.
That's not right. That borders on maybe some illegal activity, I feel like.
He went last Wednesday, slathered himself in 3 jars of Jif, and let the dogs go to town while his friends filmed in their car.
God.
They filmed in their car?
Yes. They didn't want to be associated with the peanut butter freak guy.
He says... Seems dangerous.
He says he wasn't... Right?
Yeah.
How dangerous is that?
Right.
He says he didn't think it would be a big deal, but then he heard a couple walk by and they were freaked out by him because they thought it was a weird fetish thing.
Oh, yes.
And then he told them what the deal was and they Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show, and the fries are here.
Yeah.
Kevin just walked in the door. He left at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, what I think was because...
To get the McDonald's donut fries.
Hot, and they're fresh, and they're very, very good, but I think it took me a while because I think they had to make up a whole new batch. So,
they're good.
Yeah.
But they need a...
They need a dipping sauce.
They need some icing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to enjoy my mushroom soup here.
I like them.
That looks delicious.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah, they're cinnamon.
Yeah.
But not overly cinnamon.
No.
But they're good.
They are good.
I have to say, fine job, even though we did get shorted one of the orders.
Yeah, but I was like, you know what?
Do you think that was them or Kevin?
I got my receipt, but I was like, you know, I got to get back.
He didn't get the full change.
Right.
All right, a couple things coming up still before we go off the air. We're going to have the world premiere, the full Rob Thomas song.
Oh, sweet. Awesome.
We'll do that right before we sign, or right after we sign off for the day. I have a couple Kevin-centric things that are in the news. First thing is about the reason people move back in with their parents.
Yeah, Kevin lived in his mom's basement for a time.
Let me tell you how that all transpired. So I had moved out with my brother... And then my brother found a lady. And then my brother and his lady moved to the apartment. And then I moved back home.
You couldn't find a roommate?
It was...
Or a lady.
Yeah, you couldn't find one of those. That's for sure.
No, it just seemed more, you know,
it's
economical, smarter. And it didn't matter. I mean, I enjoyed being with my parents. They always left me alone. They were... Leave me alone!
He enjoyed being with his parents. His parents didn't enjoy being with him.
Right.
The top 5 reasons people gave for moving back in with their parents: breakup or divorce, or a get together because of your brother, to save money, not having a job, debt, or to take care of their parents.
Yeah.
Right.
And
I think most parents are cool with it, aren't they? I mean,
it does say that.
Up until a certain point, I think.
77% of people living at home say there's no time limit on the situation, and only 13% of parents say they wouldn't want their adult children moving back in.
Wow.
My brother never moved out because he lived at home when he went to college. And, you know, at first, I got the guilt because I didn't do the same thing. I went away. And then after a couple of years, they're like, don't you want to get a place with your friends? Like, there was a definite time limit. My parents are like, okay.
How old was he when he finally moved out?
Did he even move out during college? He might have been like 22 or 23.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
It's also different to like the perception of it. Like if you move back in your, you know, mid 20s, people are like, oh yeah, it's hard getting out there. Late 20s, even it's hard being out. If you move back in like mid or like later in your 30s, people think you're like doing your parents a favor. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. Right.
Like,
you're right.
My mom's 60. I think she's going to be okay.
And only 1 in 4 of the adult children pay anything to their parents.
Really? Did you pay rent, Kevin?
I did pay rent. Yeah, that was the stipulation. And it may only make sense. I mean, it's only fair. It's only right.
But only 12% are fulfilling the living in the basement stereotype. Mm. Most of them have their old bedroom.
Old bedroom? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, my bedroom was in the basement, so it worked.
And then this is another Kev-centric topic. Do you have to get fully naked to poop?
Oh, no, it's a George Costanza.
Kevin used to have to.
I used to have to. It's what kept me out of the Army.
That was the only thing.
You have a list of like 17 things that kept you out of the Army.
And one of them being he didn't want to be in the Army.
No kidding.
Is number one.
Think about how much safer our country would be if you could poop naked.
Okay, here's the reason people do. It's natural to them. It's always an event for me. I don't know. I have a wider stance and I can be more open. And then, I feel more free to do my business like animals do.
Kevin, didn't you have to,
he's the second person that I have worked with in my radio career that pooped naked, would go into the bathroom
stall. I think it's more people than you think.
Yeah, and I think it's how you're trained.
Please explain that.
Nope.
Explain that statement, please.
I think that when you are potty trained, I think that I was nude. That's what I'm guessing, and that's why it's very comfortable.
Oh, because a lot of parents probably do.
It comes back. Here's what psychologists say about it. It stems back to their parents' reaction when they were potty training. They've been told getting messy from poop is shameful, so they react by getting rid of their clothes. It makes them feel less restricted.
Okay. Didn't you have a period where you couldn't, because you had this whole, rigmarole, you had this whole process to going to the bathroom, you couldn't go at work or at school, you had to go home. You had to leave school.
It's a good idea that you moved to Grafton.
You live an hour away. You had to figure it out with clothes pretty quick.
The music you hear on Y98 is brought to you by Schnucks. Order your flowers anytime with the Schnucks Rewards app. Download it today.
This is Frank Bomarito.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.